Well, you bitch, I will go ahead and advertise the show. Because
I forgot my phone, so I can't do that.
When's the last time you posted about the show on Instagram?
I haven't posted on Instagram at all lately.
There you go.
I've been slow on that. I kind of lost momentum after the advent calendar wrapped up.
Lost momentum, by which you mean quit?
No. I just don't take as many pictures. I should take more pictures. What happens is that, like, I build a Lego set, and then I forget to, like, take a picture of this is the set I built today.
So is it Oscars 2017? Either?
That would be my guess. Or Oscar 2017.
Oscar. There's a 2016 tag. So it must be 2016?
Oh, well, they are the awards for movies in 2016. Yeah, that's probably right then.
Yep. All right, sir. I'm doing the advertising business.
Well, good.
Podcast Oscars, Oscar 2016.
I will retweet or share or...
Well, it's not if it's too much work.
No, it's not.
But if it is, like, don't feel obligated.
It's not.
But if it is...
It's not.
Like, if it's too much for you to do.
It's not.
It's not.
Welcome back to Even More Mashed Up, a podcast broadcast from Misericordia University featuring two brilliant individuals talking about all things pop culture. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Alan. Oh, and Richard's here too.
And Richard.
I am.
And today.
Somehow, every day. Every time.
And today we begin the first ever Even More Mashed Up trilogy.
Yes.
There's never been a podcast trilogy before, so far as I know.
Not for us.
Do you know of any podcast trilogy?
I don't listen to any other podcasts.
So you don't?
So I do not.
Thank you.
I can only assume they do not exist.
It's the first ever podcast trilogy, and it's all about the Oscars.
That's right.
Because this is Oscar month.
It is indeed. Yes, the Oscar Awards on February 26th, I think is the date.
Oscuary.
Ooh, that's good.
Thank you.
It's the hashtag Oscuary.
Oscuary.
It's okay.
No, don't be jelly. So over the next 3 weeks, we intend to dissect the Oscars from every angle possible.
That's right.
Today. Snubs and surprises.
Yep.
Next week, it turns out La La Land apparently got a couple of nominations.
One or two.
So we're going to do La La Land and the American musical on screen.
That's right. Also sort of our Valentine's Day episode.
That's
that
right.
Will be on Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's right. And then we will build to a crescendo. Week three, the final trilogy, The Empire Speaks Back. It's not quite right.
Yeah,
it?
Considering that that was the second film.
Anyway,
then we will. Oh, you almost landed the dismount there.
I knew I wasn't going to as I hit the springboard.
Yeah, no.
You know, and my hands hit the pommel horse. I knew that the feet were not going to be where they needed to be.
Yeah, no, that clearly. Yeah.
So anyway, week three will be our choices.
Yes.
Like if we were awarding the Oscars.
That's right.
The Oscar would go to who?
That's correct.
But that means today, snubs and surprises.
Now, here's the questions.
Yeah.
Thinking of
yeah.
the mashup podcast trilogy.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it.
Do you think it's more likely that it's going to be a trilogy along the lines of the original Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, or the Star Wars prequels?
Colin would say Lord of the Rings because he's going to say every episode runs too long.
Yeah.
Right? No, Colin's going to call it the Hobbit trilogy.
Yeah, that's like
just
that's
a
really
loaded
more...
mess of that, like, look what I can do.
Yeah,
that not even we wanted to do.
Yeah, I think even Peter Jackson came out and said, he's like, yeah, we kind of made it up as we went along.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Like, really? Because I watched the first one and I didn't see that at all.
No. Yeah, that was a tight 2.5 hours
yeah.
of Hobbit singing.
Yes, and big mountain vistas.
Yes. That's...
Here's another one.
Yeah. So, ooh, maybe we'll be like the Matrix trilogy.
You think?
Start out really good.
Yeah.
And
then
really
get
good.
Kind of bloated and overstuffed.
So you're feeling like we're starting out really good right now?
No, that would be
this
like.
This is the high point?
Yeah, this is the high point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is
this is good
this
as
is our Matrix
get.
One.
I guess that's the question. We'll have to wait until we've done the episodes. Because if our
right.
second episode of this yeah. trilogy ends up being the best one, then we're kind of like the original Star Wars.
The original
trilogy.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Return of the Emperor.
If. Return of the Emperor. Or if, you know, we're just kind of consistently our own sort of lackluster selves,
yeah.
we'll be like the prequels.
Yeah, but here's what I'm thinking. We're not going to be any of those because we're better than. We transcend.
You think we're better than the original Star Wars trilogy?
I do. You don't?
I can't say that. Because, you know, the
he
Star Wars trilogy.
He thinks it, but he can't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He can't have a record of him saying
exactly.
that.
So anyway,
yes, should we jump into snubs and surprises?
Snubs and surprises?
Excellent.
So here's what I did, because you know me, I'm not like a deep researcher.
Right.
But I did go to the New York Times because, as you know, the president has just exposed them.
The old gray lady.
As a purveyor of fake news.
What isn't a purveyor of fake news,
you know,
at this point?
And so I kind of feel sorry for them. They've been exposed for what they are. So I thought if we talked about the New York Times, we'd kind of boost their circulation a little bit.
You think
like
so?
Like a little favor. For the news. So you're welcome, gray old lady.
Old gray lady.
Old haggard lady.
Wow.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've said it like three times, but yeah, you're right. It's really hard to keep track
think
of that.
It's only three adjectives. Yeah.
So anyways, what did the New York Times have to
say? Lady, gray, haggard. No.
Haggard's not in there, dude.
You keep adding that one. That,
that's your
I
own little
like
twist.
Haggard.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've just kind of peppered them through so I can say New York Times every once in a
while. Oh, okay.
So that every time I do, they'll get a little uptick. I feel bad for them. I like the old newsprint.
All right.
You know, get your hands dirty.
I don't like that.
Of course you didn't.
One of the things I found very interesting is kind of a general surprise.
A general surprise, yes.
In sort of researching as I did, one of the things I found really interesting was like the various articles talking about snubs and surprises.
Yeah.
It was largely based on how the movies or actors had done at previous award ceremonies.
Right, that all of a sudden the like sort of pre-show is become the indicator of the
show.
Yeah,
and I just found that really odd. Like,
why?
Well, I would think that the Oscars would sort of stand on their own.
I would think that you
it's
would think
of
their
own judgment. Quality.
But that's the thing. I would think the Oscar would judge it, but not sort of be, the Oscars, when they're doing the nominations, it's kind of like, well, this person got Golden Globes, so.
Don't the others judge quality, too?
Not the Golden Globes. That's just a giant PR.
Well, that's fair. So,
you know, basically you buy – that's basically – that's like it's barely a step up from the People's Choice Awards.
I would assume that you would award based just on like box office.
I might have stuff about box office.
Yeah, like how many people went to see it, how much money – because we all know the Hamilton formula for quality.
Yes.
Money generated.
Speaking of box office.
Oh, here we go.
A
Here's
question.
A surprise. Wait, we are like – 3.5 minutes in, and now we're going to do numbers.
I was going to save it for later,
you know,
but you already brought it there.
As you start doing numbers and statistics, you know what I think?
What?
Prequels.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you were dragging
Just a question for you. Of the top 10 movies in
the
terms
Phantom
of box
Strikes
office.
Back. Here we go.
Of the top 10 movies in terms of box office in 2016, how many do you think are nominated for at least one Oscar?
Can I point out Rich is already on his phone, so he's given up. As soon as you did the numbers, he checked.
I'm assuming he's just Googling the answer so that he
can All right, so ask that question again.
Well,
how many
of the top 10 movies in terms of box office?
Yes.
How many of those 10 do you think are nominated for at least one Oscar?
Of the top 10?
Of the top 10.
In
I'm
box
say
office.
Two.
Oh, well, you got superhero stuff up there, right? So that would not be nominated. Generally speaking.
Generally speaking.
I'm going to say
not gonna
five.
You're close.
What's it?
Four.
Oh, I was going to say four.
Four. Now.
Damn it. Colin, I was going to say four.
Can you
can
guess?
Can I change my answer?
Can you guess what the four are?
Can you change it in post-production?
La La Land has to be one of them.
La La Land.
No. La La Land, the of the...
Not in the top box office?
No. Of the movies that are nominated,
The
highest ranked one is Hidden Figures, which comes in at number 23. La La Land comes in at 24. So none of the movies that are nominated are in the top 10 box office.
Oh, that you mean for Best Picture?
For Best Picture,
yeah. Well, that kind of makes sense because the Oscars are also kind of snooty
in
that way. Like they don't want to pick anything that makes money because it's art.
So I just thought La La Land, with all the press it was getting, would be up in the box office.
I would too. Yeah. Like it seems
I think part of the issue is that La La Land came out so late that like half of its box office is split between 2016 and 2017. Hidden Figures even more so.
Right.
So probably the fact that they're close to the top 20 is actually pretty impressive,
actually,
considering
kind of suggests that,
a lot of, particularly Hidden Figures, like most of its box office, I think, has been...
So some of their money is, in fact...
2017,
So it's not a completely accurate list.
So it's a technicality.
Well, it's basically, it's the calendar, so...
All right, so there's four. Yeah, the calendar's kind of a technicality.
Right, so there's four of them. Can you name the four?
That have been nominated?
That have been nominated.
Hacksaw Ridge is not in the top 10, is
no.
it?
Like I said, Hidden Figures is the top of the Best Picture nominees.
Oh, I need to get away from Best Picture.
Yes, you need to get away.
Oh,
top
okay,
10.
If you want, I can give you the list of top 10.
Transformers?
No.
I would love if Michael Bay was at the Oscars.
We might be getting to that.
What?
I've got stuff on that.
Excellent. You're going to have to help me. I don't know.
Like, all right. So the top 10 movies.
Yes.
Are Rogue One.
Did not get any nominations, did it?
Yeah, it did. It got a couple technical awards.
Oh, technical awards.
Okay, yeah.
Those don't count. No offense, Colin.
So Rogue One is one of them.
Nobody cares.
Finding Dory. Which
got nominated?
No, did not get. No, this is the top 10.
This is the
Wait,
top
Finding
10
Dory
best
was this year?
2016, yeah.
Wow, Finding Dory feels like it was 4 years ago.
Right, yeah. It was a lot long ago.
And that movie was not good.
Oh, I liked Finding Dory.
No, come on.
Everyone loved it.
Oh, come on. I liked Finding. I liked the squid.
You and what's his name in the White House?
I like that. No, okay. Not cool. Civil War was number three.
It did not get any.
That's correct. Not an Oscar.
Secret Life of Pets.
No way.
Nope, nothing. Jungle Book.
I could see.
Did it not get nominated? I hope it didn't get nominated.
It got nominated for Best Visual Effects, correct, along with Rogue One.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Did not get nominated.
Correct.
Best actor.
Zootopia.
That got nominated, right?
That's one of the ones for Best Animated Feature.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are the other options?
Batman versus Superman.
Please don't.
Okay, there's no way it got nominated.
Oh, thank God.
Suicide Squad.
No way.
It got nominated for Best Makeup and Hairstyling.
No.
Yeah.
What, because of Harley Quinn?
I assume so, yeah. Yeah, no, the two of the three movies for Best Makeup and Hairstyle, it's Suicide Squad and Star Trek Beyond.
Well, that movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah, but you know what? It's now an Oscar-nominated film.
Yeah.
And Sing.
The motorcycle scene at the end.
Yeah.
Dumbest climax to a film ever made.
So the four movies were Rogue One, Jungle Book, Zootopia, and Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But they're all, I mean, Zootopia is best animated feature. The rest are all kind of your technical awards.
Like, Zootopia, I can understand. Because, again, one, what other animated features are going to be up against it?
Well, that's the thing. Dory didn't get nominated. Moana is up for animated.
Oh,
Moana seems like it's going to squash everybody. My Secret Life is a Cucumber?
I think Kubo and the Two Strings might sneak in.
I didn't think it would get nominated at all.
Not only nominated for Best Animated, it's nominated for Best Visual Effects, which hasn't happened since Nightmare Before Christmas for
I'm
an animated
happy
film.
About that, wow. Though,
so I don't know. I might see Kubo being kind of a sleeper. But yeah, it's Moana. I've got it written down somewhere.
Kubo deserves it because of the
It's Moana, Zootopia,
no.
Kubo and the Two Strings,
maybe.
My Life as a Courgette.
Oh, that was a cucumber.
And the Red Turtle.
Are you sure it's not a cucumber?
It's Courgette. I don't know if that's French for something.
Cucumber.
So I feel like it's basically Moana or Kubo, I think, are the two.
Yeah, no, I think Zootopia is a popular one, but I don't think it's going to get awarded.
No,
no way you give Zootopia.
Yeah, no, I would think I would say Moana or Kubo are
ridiculous.
Not knowing the two like really obscure ones.
Yeah,
it seems like it would probably be Moana.
On my list, it says My Life is a Zucchini.
But that just could be what you wrote down.
No, I took it straight from the Oscar website.
Really?
Yeah.
I took it from something.
best animated feature film, Kubo, Moana, My Life is a Zucchini.
I wonder if it says that here. Maybe Courgette is French for zucchini.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to take back the insults.
You said
Although
cucumber
I did say
first.
Cucumber,
yeah.
Is,
yeah. No.
What's the difference between a cucumber and a zucchini? Is there?
Yes, there is. Wow.
What's the difference?
So what you're saying, all cucumbers look alike to you?
No, they all look like zucchinis.
Yeah. Hey, cucumber lives matter.
Please don't go there.
Too soon?
But seriously, what is the difference? What is the difference between a zucchini and a cucumber?
I have no idea.
The spelling.
They
do have a similar sort of...
You would be jotting that down right now?
They have a similar kind of aesthetic.
Yeah, but what's the difference? Is one seedless?
No, I think zucchinis have seeds, don't they?
I don't know.
Like less seeds. But I think they have seeds, don't they? Maybe they don't.
Hang on.
I don't know.
All right, Rich is looking it up.
That's good.
We should get back to the movie.
We should get back. Yeah. We might have.
Stop discussing this.
We're dangerously heading towards prequel territory.
No, it's like a farm report.
Yeah.
This is going to do really well in the Midwest when they check out the demographics.
But yeah, so that was, you know. Yeah. That's my box office research.
Well, that's much appreciated.
I've got nothing else in terms of box office. So
good. That makes
I don't
me feel
think.
Better.
We'll see. So where do you want to start with our snubs and surprises?
I think I go with the best picture. I think we should start at the top and then keep working our way down until Connor turns off the recording device.
That's Colin, by the way.
Colin turns off the recording. But I was just talking about Connor and Colin, confusing.
Yes.
Like very similar names.
Yes.
Sorry, Colin.
Got your back, Colin.
You're a back getter.
Yes. Yeah. That would make me like Backman. No, that's not a good name.
Really?
Let's not go with that.
Think about that.
Anywho, so best picture.
Backman.
Surprises.
Yes.
In snubs in best picture.
I was stunned that La La Land made it.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Come on.
Like, La La Land is, it's hard for me to maintain my enthusiasm for La La Land because it's so awarded.
Well, yeah.
But it's still a great film.
It's, you know, let's not get too far.
Oh,
but
we are getting far.
It is such Oscar bait. Like, it's a Hollywood film about the greatness of Hollywood. Like, that is so
oversimplified.
So going to get nominated.
Oversimplified.
Yeah. It's Hollywood.
Totally oversimplified.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that, like, that's...
We should talk about this next week.
We should, but again,
you
know,
wrong.
La La Land, not a surprise.
Oh, by the way, guess who's agreeing with you today?
Richard.
Which means...
Broken clock is right twice a day?
No, we agreed. Whenever Richard agrees with one of us, the other one wins.
That was last week's show.
So
that was yesterday's show.
That's,
whatever,
La La
yesterday.
Land.
It's not permanent.
That was,
that's a radio show thing, not a podcast thing.
Here was my biggest surprise under the best pictures.
Yes.
It's Hidden Figures.
Really?
Which I went to see.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly good movie.
Right.
Kevin Costner isn't hateable in it.
No, that's
like,
rare.
Like that, it achieves a level where I wasn't.
That's an anomaly by itself.
Yeah, like I wasn't grimacing
yeah.
or feeling like a seething anger every time he spoke or appeared
right.
on the screen. But to me, is it really an Oscar-worthy picture? To me, it's like a feel-good picture.
That's what, yeah.
Like it's got that historical kind, but it's not.
That's. But again.
But it's not. But like usually the Oscar for that historical docudrama kind of film
mm-hmm.
is a little more, feels a little more authentic to me.
Yeah,
this film never reached the level of like feeling really authentic.
I haven't seen it, but it feels
but
to
comment
me.
Comment anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
By all means.
Yes. I haven't seen it.
I haven't
it, but
seen
I've
it.
I've got thoughts.
I do have thoughts. Well, because to yeah. me, it, again, kind of like La La Land fits a yeah. particular mold.
Yeah.
I think Hidden Figures, I think it, you're right in terms of the historical nature of it.
Right.
But its take on history seems very much like Apollo 13 to me. Which was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And it's got – like
of course,
it's
Apollo 13 completely ignored all the black folks. But
well, but again, yeah. but it, again, it feels like it's kind of that version of history that is kind of a
yeah.
very sort of sanitized, feel-good
Well, literally,
version of
history. Because the director's talked about the way in which the film is kind of whitewashed.
Yes.
Or, you know, like the sort of retrospective retelling
right.
of what really happened. So
well,
there are
some critiques of the film that it's kind of got a white savior.
Yeah, when I watched the film, there are a couple scenes where like Vicky and I literally looked at each other and were like, really?
Yeah.
So there's one scene where allegedly she's working in sort of this white office, right?
Right.
And there's no bathroom
mm-hmm.
there. So she has to like run 15, like 10 minutes across
right.
the whole NASA campus. To get to a place where she can use the bathroom,
right.
you know, in a segregated bathroom.
Correct.
And then come back. And, like, the guy, Kevin Costner, gets more and more upset with her, and she comes back soaked in rainstorms. And finally, he takes a crowbar, and he goes to the colored bathroom and
right.
tears down the sign, right, and says, like, from now on, like, everybody goes everywhere.
Wouldn't he be tearing down the sign from the non-colored bathroom? Because that's the one that's closer.
I can't remember which sign he tore down now.
It would make sense.
He's tearing down a sign.
If he's tearing down the colored sign, that's not really helping because the bathroom
yeah.
is still all the
no,
way down the hall.
Now it's farther.
And the one that's closer she can't use still.
Which bathroom did he tear the sign down in? But he was taking down the sign was the point. There were no signs anymore.
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, that's good. She still can't use the bathroom
well,
nearby.
No, it might have been like the white bathroom had no sign on it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I have to go back and watch the film, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
But the point being, it's this really dramatic moment where he takes a crowbar and
right.
he like, gets all sweaty and he tears off the lawn. You kind of looked at each other like, really? Well, it's not real.
Right.
That she shows up and she gets invited in to the room at the climactic moment
mm-hmm.
as they save the flight.
Right.
Not real.
Again. But
the director says this stuff doesn't really matter. And I think this stuff, in fact, really matters.
So you're arguing that it should be more historically accurate.
In this case, yeah.
And yet you're fine with Frost Nixon.
Yeah, because the inaccuracies in Frost Nixon
mm-hmm.
get to the truth of history. You
By
get
lying.
Stuck in verisimilitude, which doesn't matter at all in historical films. Historical
mm-hmm.
films need to communicate the feeling and the emotion. That's what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. That's what history
if they
does.
If they have to play with it a little bit, it's okay. It's film.
Okay.
But what I don't want is like this manufactured history that kind of like just is manufactured to make us feel good.
Okay.
So to me, that's the difference.
Okay.
And I've argued this forever. Like
yes.
That's my
This might be the
position.
First time you've actually somewhat convinced me.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Literally
so.
Stunned into silence.
But yeah,
I think
that's the
yeah.
difference.
Like, but I think
Frost Nixon
yeah.
gets you to a truth about Nixon.
Okay, fair enough.
This gets you to a truth about how white liberals want to feel good about themselves.
But again, I think that's why it gets nominated, because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
it does both things. Like, it lets
it
white liberals feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, look, we're telling this story of these ignored people, but also look how important we were.
But it doesn't do it well. You know, like, I want – usually
it's
done –
do it well.
Well, I think it's usually done with a little more art. like that hides the artifice a little bit.
Mm.
Whereas this one feels a little too obvious to me. Like, not made for TV, but like not far removed from made for
TV. Thinking about, you know, that Hidden Figures got nominated.
Yeah.
Is one of your snubs Loving not getting nominated?
I think that's I think that's a fair snub, actually. Yeah.
In terms of,
to me,
they should feel snubbed, or it's fair to have snubbed it?
It feels snubbed.
Okay.
And here I'm going to do what you just did and talk about a film I've yet to see.
Okay.
But feels kind of like a more authentic,
mm-hmm.
you know, grittier film.
Yeah.
Than that Hidden Figures felt too polished.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's different. Again, it's that sanitized, like...
Yeah. But it's not just the story that's polished. Like, the filmmaking is kind of... It's very polished and it's too clean, you know? Yeah, I would say. How about The Birth of a Nation as a snub?
Oh, I read a couple things about that.
Got a lot of publicity when it first came out. It's the Nat Turner revolt and whatnot. But got totally bogged down in sort of contemporary... controversy.
Yeah, I would say there was a scandal.
The director accused, exonerated.
He was eventually completely exonerated.
Of rape when he was in college.
Yeah.
But it seemed to really take a film that people had a lot of,
there's
a lot of positive buzz about and really totally changed the story.
Yeah, I read a number of things that said that that kind of just sucked the wind out of its Oscar chances.
Which reminds us something important about the Oscars, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, like, it's all political.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it's not really just about art. It's about, like, all the stuff that surrounds it.
Yeah.
So were you disappointed? Like, I thought you might be feel like Suicide Squad or Batman versus Superman got snubbed.
What, for best picture?
Yeah.
No.
Any superhero picture you'd want in there?
Superhero picture?
Like, is there anything that rises to that level this year? Doctor Strange doesn't. Right?
No. I could maybe make an argument for Rogue One.
I think Rogue One, you could actually make a good argument for.
Now, I read at least one review that said, you know, Hacksaw Ridge is already in there. And they said it, and I haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge, but they said it's a better war movie than Rogue One. And so if you're only going to have one war movie, which is another tried and true.
Stupid thing to do.
It is stupid.
Though. Well,
but
for
yeah, like,
me,
I
like
could
it's
see,
Manchester by the Sea. Like, I'd take that out.
Would you take that out?
Such a paint by number. And by the way, Casey Affleck.
Yeah.
Blech.
Did you see Manchester by the Sea?
Ugh, no.
Okay.
I would never go see that film.
We will continue
go see that film.
To make opinions about movies we haven't seen.
Well, of course.
This is kind of
like
what we
90%
do.
90% of our
shtick. It's exactly.
Hey,
this
at least
that was my
listen,
job.
This is the first time in a couple of years that I've at least seen one of the Best Picture nominees with La La Land.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I had intended to see others.
Now, you know, the New York Times, that gray old lady.
Old gray lady.
She's haggard. actually said Deadpool was snubbed. Not necessarily for best film.
Right.
But, like, did it sort of just...
That's... Well, that was...
Sort of disappeared. I think there's a
I've seen a lot
of
people saying
that
is the biggest snub of the Oscars.
But what
is it Deadpool.
Nominated for?
A lot of people think... I mean, people were pushing for it for best picture, but a lot of people were pushing Reynolds for a best actor nomination.
Right, or makeup. Like, there's got to be some, meaningless category.
Makeup, I don't think...
Yeah, the fact that it got blanked on everything...
I guess.
Well, but again, Suicide Squad got nominated for makeup for Harley Quinn. You basically painted...
Somebody loves Harley Quinn.
For white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Ryan Reynolds isn't as good looking.
Deadpool... I think you make an argument that it should have shown up somewhere, even in some of, like, the Technical Merit Awards.
Right.
Like, Best Visual Effects for Colossus.
Yeah. Best Animated Effects.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty big snub.
Once you see those unicorns, you never unsee them.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Animated Feature.
Short animated feature.
But, yeah, and Deadpool's another one that a lot of people thought it would get in because of all the momentum it built.
Right.
Because I did research. You know, it had won 2 Critics' Choice Award. It was nominated for Best Actor and Best Comedy at the Golden Globe.
Even Best Comedy.
It was a Writers Guild. Well, there isn't a Best Comedy category at the Oscars.
Oh,
they're all up together.
Of course there isn't.
There's a Writers Guild nomination for Best Screenplay. Producers Guild mentioned it as one of the 10 best films of the year.
Yeah.
Directors Guild. Particularly, people pointed out every guild, producing, directing, and writing, gave it some kind of recognition.
How about the Hobbits Guild?
That's a different guild. Maybe the Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop
we
Guild.
We represent the Lollipop Guild. I should not be so good at that
Deadpool.
Voice.
No, you should not.
That's probably not something I want to do.
You ace the voice.
Feels
I did.
Like
no,
on.
Yeah, no. I nail the Munchkin voice for that song. Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, no, Deadpool.
You should do an entire podcast as a Munchkin.
Oh, that would be exhausting.
We'd get letters.
But yeah, so Deadpool, I think. I'm a little bit surprised. Like, even with Rogue One, like, I hadn't heard much buzz about Rogue One for the Oscars. I kind of assumed Rogue One might have come out too late.
Yeah.
But then it got a couple technical awards. I'm like, I would have liked to have seen.
It would be great that if Hollywood would kind of recognize something out of, like, this very predictable list of films.
Yes, I might have some info on that. Going back to the past.
Yes.
The original Star Wars.
Yes.
Nominated. Best Picture. Best Director. Best Original Screenplay.
Right.
Best Supporting Actor.
Yes.
Won none of those.
Right.
but did win Score, Costume Design, Sound Mixing, Sound Editing, Best Art, yeah, like all the
all
technical
the stuff
ones.
Nobody cares about.
And ever since the Star Wars movies have won and been nominated for less and less.
Yeah.
Like they've been relegated to the technical awards. Prequels were won nothing. Were nominated for only like the least of anything.
Oh, well, Force Awakens. Wait. That's a reasonable.
Yeah, it is. As they Force Awakens was nominated for 5 awards.
Yeah.
Won nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, all technical awards. So there's been kind of like Star
best
Wars.
Best postmodern pastiche?
No.
It
did get nominated for editing awards, which is kind of close
kind
to that.
Yes.
Film editing, sound effect editing, previous film editing.
That's awesome.
You know, it was not nominated for best adapted screenplay, which it could have been.
Hey, we're 20 minutes in and we've
done two categories.
We've done one.
We've done
How
one.
How many categories are there?
There's a lot.
Yeah,
we may
not,
get
do
to
them all.
Everything.
Is there
right.
more than four?
Should we move on to best, what, actor, director, actress?
Colin's actually crying over there as he realizes how long the show is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I've got actor next. Let's
all right,
do actor.
Let's talk about actor.
I got to tell you, my big surprise, I'm really happy to see him there, Viggo Mortensen.
That was one that was, a lot of people pointed out as kind of a shocker.
Yeah.
But
to me, it's the kind of film that gets nominations, right? It's very kind of like an art house kind of film. And I actually saw Captain Fantastic.
You did. I was going to ask you about that.
Let me be clear. I'm talking about something I actually saw.
Yeah.
Like this summer. I don't remember it well, but I saw it.
Right.
And it was...
I haven't even heard about it.
It was a really interesting film, and he was really good in it.
That's another one that a lot of people think he got it because of momentum built at the Golden Globes and SAGs.
Right.
That a lot of people wasn't really on the radar for the Oscars until then.
In the film, he's definitely a leader of children.
No. Really?
No.
I'm missing
is
a joke
that
here.
Too big a
He played Aragorn, who was a leader of men.
Patrick Duffy, because he was a leader of men.
Yeah.
That was pretty. No?
Oh, no. I totally understood the joke.
Good.
Yeah. I got the joke. It was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that
in
was quality.
Head, like, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. And that one just literally popped into my head as we were
My groan was
leader
not.
Leader of children.
Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah, my groan was because I got exactly what you were going for. Were you upset that no nomination for Tom Hanks as Sully? Because a couple people had that as a snub.
Can I say, purposely, intentionally did not go see Sully.
Yeah.
It looked like one of the dumbest films I've ever seen.
I just don't understand that movie. Like, the whole point is the guy lands the plane.
Yeah.
And that's got to be the first part of the movie.
Right.
The rest of it is all just kind of manufactured drama about.
Psychodrama.
And I'm just like, no, I don't really recall. Like, I remember the trailer was like, ooh, are they going to blame him for the thing, for like what he should have done? I'm like, I don't remember anybody caring about that.
Yeah. Like, and you know,
they didn't. In the real world, they didn't.
Like, nobody cared about any of that.
And
so.
Maybe Tom Hanks is awarded enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I felt, it felt like a movie that was a little bit maybe too much like, oh, clearly this is going to be nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, again,
no,
another kind of Oscar bait.
Yeah. No problem with it. It feels like a decent list.
Yeah.
You know, Spider-Man's there, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, for Hacksaw Ridge. Which, again, is a little, again, the nominations for Hacksaw Ridge are a little bit of a surprise to me. Like, I didn't realize there was that much buzz around it. Like, best movie, best director, best actor. Yeah.
Given its pacifist orientation.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm not sure I want to watch Clint Eastwood handle it. So it's like I
think.
Well, I don't think you should have to because it's Mel Gibson.
Oh, thank you, Mel Gibson. I definitely don't want to watch
Clint Eastwood was Sully.
Right, that's right. Because we were just talking Sully.
Clint Eastwood directed Sully.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood was Sully.
There was one actor in a leading role, real quickly, that I wish were a surprise. Casey Affleck.
Oh. Wow, you are down on the Affleck.
I heard one interview with him this summer on a podcast.
Yeah.
And he was talking with Terry Gross. I'd never see a movie with that guy in it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very self-important.
Okay. I've kind of gotten
that
impression.
Not like us. Like, we're kind of self-effacing. We don't, like, take ourselves too seriously.
How could we?
He takes himself.
Have you listened to us?
Seriously.
No.
Yeah. So.
Richard literally hasn't listened to us.
Yeah. What about best actress?
Well, there's a snub I'm sure you want to talk about.
I am sure there is.
Is it from The Gray Old Lady?
I don't remember where I got it from.
Amy Adams.
Oh, I got it from Entertainment Weekly, but yes, Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. Miss Adams has failed to secure a nomination.
Even though
this
the
year.
Movie got 8 nominations, including Best Picture.
Right, 5 nominations for her. Never
a win.
Yep. Yep. The most overrated actress of our generation.
That's what you say.
Yes.
That is not necessarily the opinion of this podcast.
What do you think?
Clearly the Oscars.
Oh, I think she's pretty good. I like Amy Adams.
Wait, she's likable. I don't, but she's just likable.
No, I like.
There's a lot of people
except
that don't
for
hate.
The. But Bobby American really, Hustle. American Hustle was really good.
But
film,
Bobby really was, liked Arrival.
Bobby loved Arrival. Said it was great.
That was not. It was. It was in and out of the theaters pretty quickly because I really want to see it.
You know, it's not really our fault we don't see all these films.
Right.
It's NEPA's fault.
It is. Like this is not a place where movies are going to hang
bring
around
and sustain movies.
Yeah.
Plus, when I go to see movies, Richard always needs money, so I don't have enough money to pay for
it's
other movies.
It's much more
to
expensive
see.
For you to go to movies.
Exactly. It's like twice as expensive for me.
You got to buy the movie. You got to buy Richard his popcorn. Yeah.
Well, I didn't technically buy him popcorn, but he ate about half of
that's
my popcorn.
True.
You offered me half of the popcorn. So, of course, I'm going to
so
eat
you,
it.
You think I said take half?
Yeah.
Like
you offered half.
No, like social
half.
Mores. Like, would you like some popcorn? No, thanks. I'll buy some for myself. Or
no, it's right there.
You know what? Like, would you like some popcorn? Like, no. Like, not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. To get us back on track.
Just point that.
By the way, I love the That's good sound effect. It's good stuff.
It's one of the good sound effects.
I got to say, I was a little surprised at Meryl Streep getting nominated.
I think you have to put her on the list.
Do you?
Florence Foster Jenkins. Of a surprise.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, of the surprise
I thought you meant
list.
Like the
yeah.
list of actresses. I'm like, really? I heard a lot of things that said it was because of her speech at the Golden Globes. And I'm
right.
like, that does not seem like a reason why you should get nominated.
So they didn't decide until after the Golden Globes who to nominate?
I don't know. That's what, at
that
least
seems,
something I saw.
It seems like a tight timeline.
Yeah.
I've heard the argument that it was the politics.
Yeah.
And I've heard the argument that you have to kind of nominate her because she's Meryl Streep.
I don't know that that's true.
But I don't think it is. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't put her on this list.
Yeah.
Not at all. No.
Yeah. No. I would probably sub her out for Amy Adams.
Excuse me?
I'd sub her out for Amy Adams.
Did you see Arrival?
No.
Then why would you put Amy Adams
you
on the list?
You have to at least see the movie.
Well, because according to my research, you know, she was nominated by both the Golden Globes and Screen Actors Guild, so clearly she seemed to have that momentum.
I thought you were arguing against the way in which those earlier ones should lead to Oscars.
I was, but since I'm now saying why she should be nominated,
so you're
this is, I'm, you know, in the mindset of, I'm using the Oscars' own criteria against itself.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Boom.
It was nice to see Ruth Negga from Living.
Loving.
Loving. I got it.
Yes.
And the old Gray Mare was a big fan, too.
She's had a nice few years between, you know,
yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then Preacher and Loving. Like, she's someone who, you know, I don't think anyone really knew of, and she's kind of had a nice
building
several years.
A nice little career.
Yeah.
And the old Gray Mare is a fan, so.
Old Gray Lady.
Old Gray Lady. Getting closer.
You are not helping the New York Times at all.
But so you just said New York Times again. So
to remind people.
Subscriptions are climbing.
I don't know about that.
Big news.
Yeah.
How about Taraji P. Henson from Hidden Figures?
Hidden Figures?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Some have said that's a snub.
Yeah, well, because what? Octavia Spencer got nominated from the same movie.
She gets
supporting.
Yeah, she gets nominated for. Well, she's in everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how you get nominated. You just in every single
I haven't
movie.
Seen it.
I
do like Taraji. Taraji P. Henson, another person. Like, she went from Person of Interest to Empire to Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
She's
another
person who's kind of in the last, like, 4 or 5 years kind of put together a nice little career. So
my problem is I'm not sure Hidden Figures is quite as great as everybody says it is.
Yeah.
I think it's a good film.
Yeah.
Like, there's reasons to see it.
But Oscar always has those good films.
That was Oscar.
That
are
they
we
nominate.
It Oscar now?
We are.
Awesome.
I like to call it the Oz, because, you know, we're down like that.
The Aussies?
No. Nobody calls it that, Richard.
Wow.
You're just wrong.
Nobody calls it the Oz either.
Rule. Don't walk on his jokes.
Yes. That is a good rule.
Don't point at me.
Yeah.
Point at Richard.
So you have no problem with the, to kind of move along.
Yeah, let's go.
Lots of fingers.
Yeah.
No animated feature nomination for Pixar's Finding Dory.
No.
No? You're fine with that.
No. Are we moving to animated features next? Is
that what you're saying? We kind of need to move
along. All right, because we skipped all the actors and supporting roles, but I've got no problem. I thought Dory was a dud.
I liked Dory.
Dud.
It was a good movie.
Dud.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
I mean, I feel
swimming.
Like you could have swapped Zootopia with Finding Dory.
No, like, I would give my life as a zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know nothing about. I would give the award to that before I gave it to Dory.
You just because you like
Dory was way overrated.
I don't even understand that.
When you love Dory, you know who you're swimming with.
Fish?
Same guy you jumped in bed with yesterday on the radio show.
I don't like that phrasing.
Yeah. There's orange everywhere.
I
believe was your quote.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, the guy is orange everywhere.
Yeah, that was
anyway, but people have to actually be listening to the radio show to really appreciate Broadway.
Mondays 2 to 3, CougarRadio.net.
That's right. The mashup.
Little tie in there.
That's right. We're advertising the times and the program.
So are there any, in terms of like surprises and snubs, like are there any sort of that really outrage you?
Wait, we're done with animated already?
I haven't seen any of the movies, so.
All right. Well,
you haven't seen
like
any of the movies?
Before.
No, because I saw Finding Dory. That was like that'll be my animated
feature. Are we going to talk about supporting? Let's talk about supporting roles, and then we can jump to general.
Okay.
So how about actor in a supporting role? To me, it was like a really meh kind of list.
Everything I saw, the big shocker was Hugh Grant not being nominated for Florence Foster Jenkins.
Yeah. And to me, I'm like, really? Like, I guess Hugh Grant's back. Like, he was a star.
Yeah.
Then he did things in Hollywood he shouldn't do.
Right.
And now he's on that redemption arc.
Yeah.
Just wait for Logan to come out. Oh, God. I just got the actors confused completely.
That's Hugh Jackman.
Okay, so oh, my God. Hugh Grant as Logan would be so good.
Oh, yeah. The sort of very posh British Logan.
Yeah. Can you do your British accent?
Oh.
And do?
Blimey, it's the Reavers.
Hello,
Governor.
No, you need to drop. I'm the best I am at what I do.
Oi, I'm the. No, that's Oi is more Australian.
No, you're. No, you're going to Jackman and Australia.
Blimey, I'm the best I am at what I do.
It's not good.
No. I think I verged toward a little Cockney there at the end.
I don't know what that was. But
yeah, it was not. It was
as
left
soon
as command.
I said that, I was like,
to
that doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Wow, you are just on point today, Richard. With
Hugh Grant's going to be great.
Logan.
You know, literally, my brain was like, what role is he? Like, is
yeah,
he
I was like,
reaver?
Hugh Grant's not. Yeah.
Like, where is God? I didn't know Hugh Grant was in that movie.
Oh, way to spoil the big surprise, Richard. Yeah.
I just
Hugh Grant. Just please let Hugh Grant show up like in a post trailer or a post credits trailer.
He's just like the driver of the car.
Yeah. No, because Logan's the driver of the car.
Well, that's what you think.
No, that's the premise.
That just defies.
So
to me, it's like though, like Hugh that. Grant. You look at that actor in a supporting role, and it's just everybody that's supposed to be there.
Yeah,
like you always have to have a Bridges.
Yeah.
A Jeff Bridges, a Bo Bridges, a Bridges over troubled water.
Oh, really?
Bridges.
That's a good one. No?
No.
Yeah, it's to me, like, I can't see Hugh Grant as a snub.
Okay.
But,
all right.
You know, maybe after I see Logan, it'll change my
Just you wait.
I can't wait till we do our review of Logan on either the podcast or the radio show. Because there's no way this is coming back
no.
up.
I love the part where Hugh Grant slashed a guy's face.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah.
So actress in a supporting role? Again, like a fairly...
It seems fairly. I mean, you know.
Now, do you think Michelle Williams can steal it, despite the fact that she's got just a brief little appearance in Manchester by the Sea?
I don't know. My concern is you've got Nicole Kidman in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do like the Nicole Kidman.
They
I'm
do.
I'm really hoping – I would like Viola Davis, I think, to win that one for Fences.
I would too. Although, like, I feel like she's kind of taken everybody else's jobs. Like, every trailer, she's in.
Well, but yeah, that's
like, –
well,
she's everywhere.
The other thing, too, is I'm kind of like, I don't know what I mean, based on the play,
yeah.
I don't know that I would – I'm kind of surprised she didn't get a Best Actress nomination,
yeah.
Let alone supporting.
But this is how Oscar always works, right? They always sort people into categories that make no sense so that they can sell.
But yeah. Well, and that was another potential snub was Denzel not getting Best Director for Fences.
Which is kind of weird, right? How do you have a Best Picture and not a Best Director?
Yeah.
It's happened in the past.
They do it.
But it's And again, what I've read and heard is that Denzel does a really brilliant job of taking a play and adapting it to film.
Yeah.
In a way that doesn't lose its play-like qualities.
That's interesting because I remember someone complaining about that.
Really? No, I heard the exact opposite.
That it was too much of – like one of the reviews I read was that it was still – it was too much of a play on screen. Yeah.
Well, the one –
I think that was the Bleeding Cool review, actually.
The one critique that I was listening to felt the opposite. Like,
oh, interesting.
It felt like Broadway on the screen, right, in terms of like the beats and the way it was structured and the way it kind of moved.
Yeah. So it sounds like that's a pretty consistent aspect of the film.
You either love
it
or you
hate
it.
It just seems you either like it or you don't, so – Well, and Fences is an amazing play. Like, I've taught that play multiple times.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic play. So I'm hoping you know, I was planning to go see it over the break, and then again, it was out of theaters really quickly.
Yeah. It would be great if one local theater kept.
I'm hoping, like, with the Oscars that it might be back, like at Music or something. Because I really.
I've had that hope before. They often don't come back.
Yeah, that's the problem with living around here. Like, in Portland, I could probably see all of these
movies.
Wait,
when you say the problem.
A problem.
It's like, yeah, thank you. All right.
It's one of many problems.
Meat spills, trick or treating.
Yeah. Let's not go down that path because that's going to pull us even further away from what we're actually supposed to be talking
about.
Yeah.
The things that, yeah, it's not good. And plus, some of our listeners, I think, got upset last semester when I told stories about the local area.
Yes.
Feeling like I was mocking it, but I wasn't. I was just.
Mocking it?
Mocking it. I wasn't mocking it.
Okay.
Mocking it.
Yeah, it didn't sound like you said mocking.
I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a long couple days. Super Bowl, dorm duty, you know, like it just wears on a man.
Yeah,
it's Tuesday.
That's a pretty normal aspect of people's life.
Yeah, midlife, whatever. Yeah. You'll be in a dorm eventually, sir.
Oh, is this a midlife crisis? Just doing a podcast?
Oh, my God. I'm having my midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah. The podcast is our midlife crisis.
Oh, it is.
Like, this is our Ferrari.
I can't afford a convertible.
Yeah, exactly. We can't afford that.
That's right.
But we can do this.
That's right.
And convince ourselves that we're stars.
Podbean's cheap.
Yeah.
Podbean's way cheaper than Ferrari.
Our department's paid for it.
Shh.
Didn't come out of our pockets.
Yeah, coming straight.
So we want to move on to kind of just more general.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure.
So there are a couple of things that got nominated that I am particularly offended by.
Offended?
Yes.
That's really kind of strong language.
Number one,
yeah,
that Suicide Squad got nominated for anything is just ridiculous.
Considering the category it's nominated for, again, what was its competition?
Makeup and hairstyling.
But what's its competition?
Star Trek Beyond and some movie I don't know.
Terrible.
Awesome.
A man called Ove or Ovi. I'm not sure. It's OVE.
I don't know.
It's Cucumber though. And Star, yeah. So it's Man Called Ovi, Star Trek Beyond, and Suicide Squad.
So like, what else were they going to nominate?
I don't know.
Like they, I'm not just saying it's there by default almost because
you,
know, like,
you could pick literally any movie. They all use makeup.
I thought if Suicide Squad was going to get nominated, I thought it might get something in the best song category because the best thing about that movie for most people have been the soundtrack.
No, the soundtrack is great, but the use of the soundtrack in the film is god awful.
True, but I thought maybe
I didn't really notice songs in the movie.
But like,
time out. You did not notice songs.
Seriously?
No. Besides when they blatantly
noticed.
Played it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm saying I'm saying there was no way they try to match it with like, you know, the film in any way that was not just play song here.
But they did like. But the problem was often like it was too on the
No, I was thinking more, not so much this. I thought maybe the Heathens by 21 Pilots. I thought might get nominated.
Yeah.
Just because that's been a real so that was a bit of a surprise. But the one that really just irks me.
More than Suicide Squad.
Oh, God,
I think that's legit.
It's
a terrible movie.
Is from the nominations for Best Sound Mixing.
Wait, time out. Again, your moral indignation is going to be focused on.
Yes. Because the film got nominated, one of them, is 13 Hours, Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
Yes.
Which is by Michael Bay.
Yeah.
So he can now call himself an Oscar-nominated...
I'm pretty sure Transformers 3 was up for Best Picture.
No.
And Michael Bay was up for Best Director.
No, but you know what it was up for?
Dark Side of the
Moon. He is a 5-time recipient of nominations for Worst Director and Worst Picture from the Golden Raspberries. Razzies.
That seems unfair.
Yes.
Suicide Squad will outdo that in a year.
So, but yes. Do you want to know what five movies? Can you guess what five movies he both got Worst Picture and Worst Director?
Transformers 2, Transformers 3, Transformers 4, and the most recent Transformers.
No. Three of the Transformer movies, yes.
But not Transformers 1.
Not Transformers
Ninja
1.
Turtles?
That's a terrible movie.
No, not Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Not Ninja Turtles.
You're going to have to go earlier.
Oh.
Early. So
what, Bad Boys?
Transformers?
Yeah, I think these would be pre-Transformers.
Not Bad Boys.
No.
What?
Armageddon.
Really?
Oh, he made Armageddon?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor, I understand.
Oh, Pearl Harbor's a terrible film.
So those are his five. But yeah, the fact that Michael Bay can now sort of claim that one of his movies was Oscar nominated, it just I throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Your hatred for Michael Bay is ridiculous.
He's no good.
Colin.
He's terrible.
You're with me that Michael Bay does not deserve that kind
of thing. Remember who had your back earlier, Colin?
I don't like Michael Bay.
He made this clear last week he didn't like Michael Bay. But yeah. Remember, there was a moment where we were having a conversation and you paused and you thought about it.
And then he said he still didn't like Michael Bay.
But now you've had a week to think about it. You sure you don't want to do more thinking?
No, I don't like any of his movies.
You don't like any of them?
I like, the only one is Transformers 1 that I could tolerate.
Huh.
Yeah, that's the only
it's
Transformers.
It's not even the best Transformers.
I agree with Pat. Michael Bay is no good.
Sweet. Michael Bay is a winner.
No, I was waiting so
there
long.
There are some things that are so right, they transcend Richard's wrongness.
No.
And that is one of them.
No. All right, so we each get 3 over the course of the season.
From this point on, this does not count.
No, this one counts.
No, because
I'm taking it counts.
Okay,
that
fine.
Counts.
I'm taking
either.
It's fine.
That's
okay.
A veto.
So,
wait a minute.
So you accept that Michael Bay is awful?
Can I veto your veto?
No.
It feels like I should be able to if I feel strongly enough about it.
No. Because you were outvoted 3-1.
All right, so you've got 2 vetoes left, and I've got 3.
Yes.
All right. You'll keep track of that, Colin.
Yes.
Right?
Of now, there.
He looks down like, I got no paper. I don't care. Like, he's clearly not going
to
happen.
Just listen to the podcast, you know.
There you go. That's right. So, all right. So, I think you're wrong.
Okay.
But I think that we both need vetoes for the Richard agreement.
Okay.
Problem.
Richard Accord?
Yes.
I'm using this one.
It's the Sokovia Accord, but it's the Baldovin Accord.
The Baldovin Accord?
Baldovin Accord.
Is it really an accord?
It seems like it's more between the two of
really,
us.
Really? Because when I think of Richard, I think it's more like a compromise.
The Baldovin Compromise?
Yes. I think it's more like a compromise.
Okay. So I was surprised, not really, that Mel Gibson got a Best Director nod.
Yeah, I've seen that on a few.
That he's on this arc.
He's on the same redemption arc that Hugh Grant is.
Yeah. Where do you see him in Logan?
Yeah.
Show Mel Gibson. No,
it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Guess
boy,
directing.
I'm the best it is at what I do. That's my Australian
it's
accent.
It's just him and Hugh Grant to each other back and forth.
Blimey, no, I am. Oh, God, yeah. Horribly offensive theater brought to you by.
Yeah, that's right.
Even more mashed up. Yeah, no, he's on the same redemption arc. Like, like this is sort of Hollywood kind of welcoming him.
Especially for the war film.
Back
you
in.
Know?
Yeah. That Clint Eastwood got snubbed for Sully, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Movie that I'm just like, it just seems so, like, blah.
And we talked about Denzel Washington as Best Director.
Yeah, that's one that I feel like should have been.
Add that my notes.
You know, given the number of awards that it was, or categories it was otherwise nominated in, it's kind of like Best Director, again, kind of seems like a bit of a.
That seems fair.
A lack. And particularly given, like, the review that you read, kind of talking about, like, Denzel managed to preserve sort of the play aspects of it. Yeah. That seems like something that stands out in the direction.
That should be that theatrical kind of quality ought to be recognized.
Yeah, unless Oscar was kind of annoyed that he didn't maybe movie it up more.
I guess so, but like Hidden Figures is so movied up. Like that's the problem with Hidden Figures. It's just too movied up.
Yeah. Now, do you have any problem with the number of awards that La La Land is up for?
I do not. It's kind of a cultural phenomenon, and normally, like, I understand where you're coming from. We'll talk about this next week.
Yes.
It's become so popular that you're part of this internet troll culture
where it becomes so popular that you have to hate it to prove your credibility. It's like the
cycle of Hugh Jackman.
That's
right?
Not true. Which way? Hugh Grant or Hugh Grant? Actually. I'm confused.
Hugh Grant Jackman.
It's the Hugh Grant cycle, right? That's exactly what you're doing. Like, you're just... It's too popular, and so now you have to take it down.
Okay, number one.
It's what you did to LeBron. The only thing you haven't done it to is Hall & Oates.
Wait a minute. Okay,
but they sort of took themselves
down. So your claim about me is that I'm saying because something is too popular,
it's
bad.
No, you're trolling it.
When you actually
say
that everything I say is good is based on popularity.
You're missing the nuance. You don't really think it's bad. You know it's good.
That's all right.
Pulled into the magnetism of the trolling.
No, it's all right. I enjoy it. We'll talk more about this next week, but I don't know.
Troll.
Okay. Your definition of trolling is not most people's definition of trolling.
Troll.
I'm going to agree with Alan on this one.
You're going to use your other veto?
Oh, man.
This is going to be fun.
Now, we should have discussed this without Richard in the room because I feel like we've given Richard too much power.
You know what? I'm going to save it for next week because this may come up again next week.
So.
Were you upset that Pharrell Williams didn't get nominated for music?
No.
He did all the music for Hidden Figures.
I'm not familiar with any of the music.
Okay.
Lin-Manuel did all the music for Moana. I don't think.
But
he
I
was
think
nominated.
It might be. I think part of the problem why he may not have gotten nominated is wasn't he nominated for Happy from Despicable Me 2, which I can't remember if it won or not.
Well, I don't know.
But you then know, he got charged with plagiarism on that song.
You know what happened? That people didn't play Happy enough.
Yeah, no,
he just didn't hear enough of that song.
But I think part of it is that he
I don't remember how it goes.
Hard to remember
that. You know? He got slammed for plagiarism, I think, on that. And I wonder if that might be playing into it.
But do you think La La Land is over-nominated then?
Yes.
Depends what you mean by over-nominated.
Does it have too many nominations? Like,
that's
really?
That's a very diplomatic answer there.
Really?
I could. I mean, I don't know.
You just asked, is 14 too many?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same
I asked you that
question.
Now I'm asking you.
Yeah, it's probably one or two too many.
Serious?
I'm not sure I would give. I mean, I'm not sure I would give Ryan Gosling Best Actor.
I think that's fair.
Because he's basically playing Ryan Gosling again.
Yeah. We'll talk about that next week. But I don't disagree with that.
I think there's a few. But yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. We'll talk about that next
week. There was one that I was really happy to see.
Nominated for Best Picture?
Production Design.
Oh, okay. Wait, let me see if I can guess what this is.
All right.
Do you want to read the list? I'm going to go with Fantastic Beasts.
It was not Fantastic Beasts, because I figure Fantastic
Beasts. Oh, Hail Caesar. You saw Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar, which is one of my favorite films
of the year. I haven't seen
that.
Is that good?
That is now on the,
it's great.
It's like now anything. On the HBO.
Anything the Coen brothers do, number one, is good.
Yeah.
I saw
this is like not their greatest film.
Right, I remember you saying that you were sort of mixed on it.
It's a total romp, kind of set back in like sort of the golden age of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which according to you means it should get a Best Picture nomination, because that's the only reason La La Land got nominated, because it celebrated Hollywood. And yet here's an example that proves that wrong.
Yeah, but it's the Coen brothers, because I feel like their celebration of Hollywood is going to have a certain irony to it, whereas La La Land is not.
But it has an irony, but only one that you would love.
Oh, I would love it, yes.
No, that Hollywood would love.
I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, to have Hail Caesar there, I was very happy. That was that was one of my favorite films of the year.
It also felt like it came out a lot long ago, though.
Oh, it was a while back.
Yeah, Vicky and I went to see that, and it feels like it was a long
time. Yeah, it was like back in the spring, wasn't it?
I don't know, but it's up.
Maybe even earlier.
Hail Caesar is up. So
now, Doctor Strange is up for Best Visual Effects.
I agree, and I know you don't.
Really? You think?
No, Patrick thought it was over, like, derivative, right, when we talked about Doctor Strange.
Yes.
I think it was perfectly fine. I've got no problem.
Well, perfectly fine nominated. Certainly seems worthy of
perfectly
giving
fine
an Oscar.
Nomination.
Perfect. It's average. Yeah. Give it a nomination.
No, so. It was perfectly fine that it got a nomination.
Now, Deepwater Horizon is also there, another Marky Mark movie.
You know, I love Wahlberg, but after I saw him in Transformers, nothing else kind of reaches that level.
Depth.
I saw you did there. Yeah, I saw. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was it. Like, Hail Caesar was the last point I really wanted to make, but you've done research, so what else you got?
Oh, no, I think we've covered pretty much.
Really?
What I've got,
in 50 minutes?
Yeah.
We've covered it.
I think we've covered it. I mean, I don't think there's anything that I had on here. Oh, we did Scorsese's kind of being shut out for Silence.
Yeah,
that's another
a bit
one
of a
that
snub
I
for
found some stuff. But yeah, other than that, we've talked about everything.
Which feels like a successful part one.
Part one of three.
Of the Oscar trilogy.
Yes.
Are we going to call it the Oscar saga? Look, Colin put his hand on the board. He's ready to turn it off. Yeah, he's like, they're going to land it. Yeah.
See, Colin, you'll learn that when it sounds like we're starting to end, we've probably got a good 5 minutes left to go. Right.
But all we're doing is, is it the Oscar saga? Like the Korvac saga?
I don't know. Saga seems longer.
Yeah. The Oscar.
I think it's more of a trilogy.
Just the Oscar
Let's
trilogy?
Start with the trilogy.
Okay.
I think if we somehow end up expanding it, or continuing it, then it might
then
sort
it
of have
a saga,
sort
like
of saga-esque.
Year. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Just for your information, if I touch this board, I'm changing the levels. If I touch this, that means your show's over.
Oh, I'm glad he's changing the levels now that we're 50 minutes in.
That's good.
I'm changing my own mic because I have to keep it down.
Gotcha. Unless you're like pulling Rich's down.
He likes to turn the volume down
as we're talking
about the show. Yeah.
Just be shouted over on the podcast. Yeah. So it was really cool this week, let me say, that Richard realized the celebrity of the podcast.
What?
We're out at the rally in Wilkes-Barre, and he met a fan who talked to him about his work on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. He got some kudos.
Right. If you didn't do the podcast, Bobby wouldn't know who you are.
Oh.
And he wouldn't care. How is this hard for you to follow?
Well, no, you know,
like
I met
somebody
besides Bob.
Who talked about
Actually, you know what, Alan? I think Bobby would eventually know Richard.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you and Bobby are going to go to a movie and have to buy Richard.
It's fair, but we haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
So he's felt the celebrity of
the
podcast, which is pretty cool.
It is.
I guess.
I'm not sure either of us have felt it.
No, not yet. Not yet.
So, but maybe one of these days.
At the end of the trilogy?
Yes.
Undoubtedly so. Possibly. So next week, the big debate.
Yes.
La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
13 or 14 nominations. What's the right level
I
there?
I feel our discussion is going to be a little broader than just that.
Let's hope. And then we will name what's more important than winning an Oscar is winning the Oscar as determined by even more mashed up.
Oh, well, as Richard knows, it's very difficult to get awards from us.
That's right. We don't just hand them out to anybody.
That is true.
I mean, anything. A dead man beat me out.
That's right.
I'm never going to forget that.
It was a good dead man, though. Somewhat criminal.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, what?
Well, a famous dead man.
Hashtag somewhat criminal.
It's like, he's a good guy. Somewhat criminal, but a good guy.
You know. Except for that whole impeachment thing.
Detail.
And, you know, whole massive scandal.
Fluoritis.
So.
We should do Frost Nixon at some point.
Yeah. No, we should not.
But it feels like we finished part one of the trilogy.
I think it does feel like that.
And this is going to be considered a stuck landing for us.
Yes. Oh, this is good stuff.
So until next week.